January 2nd, 1993, tape number 2. You all must remember that once these have their sights set on you for possession, they will dog you. Be sure to start each day with prayer and meditation. Dedicate each day to the works of Creator, asking for protection through the armor of God and light entities, angels, and that divine will be done in all your affairs. Live the laws. Precious children, continually seek to be an open and clean vessel, that the light of God might shine within and without you. Daily make amends to anyone you have offended. Tell no lies. Live truth. Clean your vessel on a daily basis, that these seeds of destruction have no place to grow within you. Light feeds upon light, darkness upon darkness, if tended. Precious children, you must know how the enemy operates, or you will not know how to protect yourself. At this time, there are even greater numbers of these evil entities within your sphere. You must remember at all times that the battle is a battle for your very soul. It is extremely important that you be aware of what is happening and that you protect your precious children. Allow them to be no audience to the horror, blood and sex and drugs they are feeding you on your program television sets. Beloved children, cease to pay homage to their works. Do not pay visit to their picture shows. Make sure that your children know their modus operandi. Huge numbers of them are about possessing as many bodies as possible. This is a war. Wake up, wake up. They are out to totally prevent the spiritual evolution of each of you, even unto the very destruction of your souls. No longer give homage to their form of slavery. Learn to recognize, to know which thoughts are yours and which are not. People, the real world is the world of spirit. You are energy beings visiting physical forms. The physical is here today and gone tomorrow. Call upon us often, for there are many, many of us here in these final days who have come to give aid unto you, God's sheep, lost unto the whirlwinds of Satan. You must ask. We are forbidden by law to intervene without your express permission. Study this carefully, for there is much truth herein. It is for the wisdom, the understanding, the enlightenment, the spiritual evolution of each of you. For if you are in the know, you cannot be so easily deceived. I am Moses. Just a final note. The explosions beneath Little Rock and surrounding area. Did you have any doubts as to what is really going on therein? Large numbers of troops building up in expansive underground bases. Precious children, these are not your own American troops. You already have massive underground bases as large cities, yet they continue with the expanding. These intend to remain therein despite the restructuring of the Earth land masses, polar shift. It matters not that to these that they are at the very edges of the New Madrid Fault. It is their thinking that the whole fault below sooner rather than later. They work to do all they can to help the same along. And how was your day?
If we have time a little bit later, Willie.
She's written an outlay of a dream that she had. And at this point, we won't go into trying to figure it out. I have a word for her. As speakers are coming more and more into focus around about the areas. We've still yet to bring the ones in from Mexico and Canada. But I want Rosa to understand something. And this becomes more clearly defined if you could experience her outlay of the dream. And there is a portion where she says, but Dharma has not brought these things. She doesn't know Dharma. But you see, receivers who recognize that the truth is coming through somewhere else, you become very uncomfortable, especially in speaking of things that are not familiar to you. And it is assumed that another may have the responsibility, and then the weight comes down heavily on the shoulders. What if I'm not receiving clearly? I will pray about it a little bit harder, a little bit longer. Maybe I'm just burying myself down here somewhere, and it'll all go for me. You have to understand that all are functioning in the human element. There will always be the discomfort. And yet, as you work with these energies, you will get your confirmations. The very reading of this message at this time will be Rosa's confirmation. One speaker cannot do it all. Our thrust is different in different places as far as physical human expression is concerned. And these lessons from the divine plan, you see, I started the divine plan to outlay it. Now Rosa's got to be concerned because here come other energy forms. And they also call it the divine plan, and they put a number on it. You should answer your questions. You know, I hear this all the time. Why don't you big boys up there get your act together? I'm often told, when you get your shit together, I'll be back. I don't have any problem with it. But by the mere statement, it infers that perhaps you better get yours together. We know exactly with whom we're working and what we're doing. And there is a divine plan. And part of it is a very, very physical plan that counters the Elite Plan 2000. And how can you serve in this plan if you haven't even any idea what it is? Well, I just want to take my load and you know what it is. Doesn't matter what I know. You can tell me till hell freezes. If you really want to serve, you tell ones with whom you might be working. What are your talents? What is it you desire to do? But remember, these ones are extremely busy. They have no time to sort it. So you have to listen to your guidance until you're sure of it. And then you have to know what is going on. And that means study, study, study what we offer. And you see the value of this very lesson is that this one is receiving in Arkansas. That means that as you get your network set up, So understand the importance of that network that is just flowering. You'll be able to receive from the higher resources integrated with that that's coming from here, there. What is going on in Little Rock, Arkansas? A lot, a lot. For goodness sakes, one of the biggest drug rings run by your government went in and out of the MENA airport. This is the way it will be integrated. And these words will be coming back from your patriots and from your speakers. But if every time you get something, you have to put up all of your red flags and say, well, now let's see. Oh, well, that one comes from an ET. I don't believe that one. Oh, but Simonette just said something, so maybe I can believe that one. Just be careful. Because when you tell God to get his act resolved, and when you get it resolved, I may or may not come back. There is an empty seat here today that tells me the issue is resolved. And it is not in resolved in favor of my precious mother. It is resolved at a very human level that uses her as hostage, that uses her and her pain for personal human greed. Oh, but it's not intended that way, Uncle Athon, isn't it? Convince me. Convince me. It takes more than words. Everybody has a lot of words, including Hatan. I'm noted for it. I'm also noted for something else. Unbending, uncompromising, where truth is concerned. I will be patient. I'll hold your hand. I'll chew your food. But confound it, you've got to swallow it. I won't make you swallow it. And when you have grown beyond kindergarten, neither will I try to continue to teach you your ABCs. If you do not care enough to get them, then you shall not learn them. That does not mean you're lost to spiritual God relationships. It means you're missing the boat. How many craft does God have to send before you drown? The water's rising. He's already sent your boat. And you said, no, I'll wait. I'm sure mine's bigger, better. I need to be a little while longer on this rooftop praying. I know God will take care of me, because it says so here in this Bible, which, oh, God would never allow to be tampered with. I'm going to repeat what I said to the group in this room the other day. You think no one would tamper with your Bible? What happened to your constitution? There are so many translations and versions of your Bible, I don't see how you could ever sort them. You can't. You don't even know who translated the King James Version. Surely you don't think King J did. How many of you even know who translated the Principia Mathematica by Isaac Newton? Voltaire's mistress, the Countess Chateau de Lay. But history's boring, isn't it? Not the way Nora tells it. God love you, precious. You are doing more good for our cause than any one being at this time. Man has to look at that, because he can lie to himself over and over again. And he can go to another guru that says Hatan is evil. Don't read any more of that. Throw that paper into the trash. Well, glory hallelujah, I tell you, this week you cannot keep papers down at Brewer's where the sheriffs gather. When man realizes there is something he can do, he will do it. But most men are no longer brave enough to step out there in defiance of the church and the state. When your children are being murdered on the street with 6 bullets for a football or baseball jacket. Last year it was Adidas or something. It's bad. I don't need to look at that to discern whether that's bad or good. That is bad. And yet, was the child that shot her bad? Or was he doing what they do on television every hour on the hour of his viewing life? He has nothing to look forward to. You would have to go back all the way into the history of creation to realize how the blacks got into this position that they are in. It doesn't make it right. It makes it the way it is. And now the elite, in their claim of saving and equal rights, they hate the blacks. They hate more than any group ever on your place. They use you. They pit one against another. They create an incident so they can also create the answer which brings you under control. The little children bringing their guns from the older brothers and fathers into the schoolroom. Terror. You're out of control. It isn't as simple this day as taking the guns away or closing the schools. There are no longer any interim solutions. There's no way to perfect it overnight. The plan against you, you've played too well into it.
Yes. Why do they hate the
because they feel superior. It's that simple. They are taught that they are superior.
Well, it practically says that in the Bible too. You know, when it teaches about the curse.
Yes. They wrote it and they make sure it comes to be. What is the Rupla today? The proclamation of emancipation. And it doesn't say a confounded thing. And yet it was a little bit. Stating that, proclaiming that all men should be equal. It didn't give the blacks freedom from their slavery, actually. It proclaimed that that should be what happens. And eventually that came to be. But did the enslavement simply move from one type of slavery into another? Well, brothers, you're all in it together, and you better wipe out those colored specks in your eyes. You are the image of God, and God is light. And God is colorblind because he doesn't look at your little coverings. He looks at what you do with that light within whatever manifestation you find yourself. And they, these elite mobsters, will completely destroy the blacks if they have their way. Because look what they can do with it. You can pull a nation down here through rioting. Deliberately keep the ignorance level down here. Create situations that not only harm, but destroy any hope of perfect integration of the races. But let's encourage them to intermarry, which will only produce more marked isolation and division. Marriage is a holy state of emotional bondage. And I don't mean bondage as shackles. I mean binding through heart, emotional contact with another. A marriage contract is a way to get your money so that they get you registered in every way there is, and it changes your tax status and it does all these things. A marriage is made by a commitment. And therefore, when the commitment is no longer valid, don't talk to me about divorces. It's already done, do you see? Some of you who pay this penalty of misery, what in the world are you doing? Oh, well, I'm going to save my children by staying together. We hate each other. Don't you think those children know it? The marriage contract was long ago broken. Check why you got married. What were you enhancing when you got married openly, you know, down at the judge's office or with a $10,000 wedding ceremony? Show and tell, maybe? I want a little bit bigger wedding than Mary had. I won't have to go search trying to perfect myself so that I'm sexually appealing. I'll have a wife now and I'll just hop in bed every time I'm ready. And she'll love me for it. I think I'll tell you the little story that I told the other day about Somalia and all those starving frantic babies. Your president gets up and he says, "Oh, I'm so proud of you humanitarian young men who have come over here and given up Christmas to save these starving put upon babies." Well, number one, these babies, yes, they're malnourished, but they're disease ridden. Why are there so many of them? Why are there so many starving babies? Well, number one, maybe there aren't as many as there appear to be, but they're the ones that public relations marketing company is going to show you, because that gets you in the pit of your heart. Those flies crawling around on those babies. Those babies are ridden with tuberculosis and measles, every known heinous, debilitating disease. But they're going to rush in there. Now we'll get them inoculated. And then what are they telling you? Already they see results. They haven't even gotten the first load of stuff unloaded. And you buy it. Oh, hallelujah. CNN just told us they're getting better. And sure enough, look, they are. And then the president says, as in Kuwait, we will preserve their way of life. Boy, that was a good one. Oh, King Kuwait, you know, gets back in there with his 80 wives. Back into his dictatorship. His sole monarchy over all of this world that he knows. He looks crazy. He is crazy. Why do you hop around and say, "Well, he is evil and he's crazy as a hoot owl," and that insults the hoot owl? And you bow and scrape, "Oh, sir, we've given you back." You've given him what? You made them return all the gold faucets they stole. So he's got his gold faucets back. And he wouldn't do anything, you know, until he got all his stuff back. Only to find most of the workers in Kuwait were aliens. I don't mean little grays. I mean from across the borders coming there to work in the oil fields. So they're not even really citizens. So he didn't have to do anything for them. And he didn't. And it's more interesting than that, because you see, you went to protect your oil rights, etc., 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 but what you really went over there to do was because Saddam Hussein had put 28 tons of gold into the Swiss banks. Mr. Bush wanted it. There is a thing called the Maastricht Treaty, or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, that's going to control all the gold and all the banks and all of this. Well, Switzerland just said, "No, thank you. We're just going to keep Mr. Hussein's gold here safe from you. You've been trying every other way to get it out." Why do you think your president was in Saudi Arabia before he even went to Somalia?
He had a $1 billion note due on the 29th. And he had been blocked from getting any resources. And hallelujah, through the mouthworks, he got out of the United States and made it that far. That's where his kingdom is. Orchestrated out of Bahrain. That's for you to find out yet. I am not going to get us into worse problems. I want to first, well, okay, question.
Can we get to know in what technicality Bush escaped?
Oh, it was easy. It wasn't even a necessary technicality. All of this cosmos stuff hit the news.
It did.
Of course. You're the only ones who don't know anything. You're the people. Don't you know all of this big mishmash about Iran Gate and Walsh? Well, we're going to support Walsh. That makes everybody really pissed off. Especially Mr. Bush, who thought he had done a real damn good thing. I pardoned everybody. And that means nobody can confront me. Oh, no. He is a criminal. Right. Right. But you have to go back there, don't you? You have to reclaim your constitution and make it be known that there was fraud and he illegally did these things.
Fraud goes back forever. Forever.
Even in the case of international treaties.
Yes.
But it has to be undone. And as long as you have the big guns enforcing what you are doing.
Okay, there you go. Where's them guns? We're going to go get them. If that's the issue, then that's what we're going to get.
And that'll get you dead.
Pretty soon, maybe I'll love that time as much as Doris.
So be it, darling. We're flexible.
All right, speak up.
Get on your horse.
We love having you here. We need some levity. And I want you ones to hear what my real story is, because I want you to know what kind of life you claim you are protecting. There are practices and traditions around the world. Most of them are established by men. That's fact. It's not right, it's not fair, it has nothing to do with equality. And as it all unfolds, you can see its unfairness. But traditions take hold. Everything from in the primitive tribal atmosphere, and in this instance, races do have differences. No matter how you wish to claim equality, there are genetic differences within races. For instance, there is a disease that generally known as PKU, and that is phenyl Bob. It is too incredible to talk about. I have a doctor back here, though, that will verify this. And this is a test now that is run on every unborn child at the time of birth, etc., hopefully before, to establish whether or not this exists, but it only exists in Jewish children. You have sickle cell anemia that only exists in the black races or the Negroid blood. Some races respond differently to different impacts or insults upon their person, and I speak of keloids. Many of the South African or native Aboriginal races will scar themselves and infect those wounds because keloids will form in the tissue, the healing tissue. It will become raised so that instead of a underskin tattoo, you have an outer raising, welting. And this is considered attractive. So you have ones that wear plates in their lip, or rings in their nose, or their ears. You have all sorts of traditions. I'm not here to talk about the right or wrongness of traditions, but I want to tell you what tradition you are going to ensure the Somalians have. So go back to those little babies. That's what they like to show you. I have suggested before, if you remove the penis, you probably wouldn't have so many problems. But there are not any men who are going to volunteer for that. So secondly, I would say, well, all right, let's just castrate the men, and then we won't have so many babies. No men like that one either. But let me tell you what they have as a tradition for their ladies. As a little girl reaches puberty, it would be much like the circumcision time. They take razor blades, whatever kind of handy gadget that particular little village uses with that particular heinous little rotten medicine man going to do these rites. They remove all of the outer genitalia, all of the sexual organs outside the body of the little girl without anesthesia, because remember, this is a ritual. And this is originated for the purpose of not allowing any sexual feelings to arouse this child before marriage, so she will be ensured of being a virgin for whoever is chosen for her mate. Now, after doing this without anesthesia, with bleeding, with pain, with misery, they then take the outer flaps and they sew them shut, leaving only a finger opening for urination and menstrual flow. Now, I want you just to ponder a moment how much fun you think her sexual relationships are later. How much fun do you think it is for her to deliver a baby later? It will rip her wide open. How much do you think you can dump on the women of Somalia for hanky-panky? And that's what you're insuring. That's the lifestyle you are insuring. Continues according to tradition in Somalia. You have to look beyond the veil they paint for you and call it a stage screen.
It's an interesting world, isn't it? And if you live within this little knot, tangled up and tied tightly, stuffed within, and say, I cannot look beyond this knot and see the possibilities, then precious ones, what in the world are we talking about? Because ones in here, for instance, my lover over there, isn't here every time. Does that make our relationship less? With him dropping bombs like that, it's probably better he not be here, you see. I haven't decided yet what penance. We'll have to leave that to Father Ed back there. We may have a little penance for Michael too.
Michael
and Willie, you know, bring my sweet, clean, pure, precious scribe a dirty shirt that says dirty dancing and it's covered with pigs and cows in the mud. It requires great sense of humor. That's brotherhood. This is love. This is the trusting and the sharing and the loving that allows us to have fun along our journey. And everything cannot be taken seriously. You cannot go out there and grovel in that gutter over some child, girl child in Somalia. You get off your assets and you get your own nation turned around and then it'd be the lamp of the world. But you are in a society that is structured and set up these problems to create the answer, and you'll do anything because once the problem is there and they create the answer, you are so had that you will do anything to get that problem solved.
Especially pay for
it. Right.
And be afraid while you're doing it.
Right. We offer the Liberator as a voice. You need to unite. As patriot groups, you need to unite. And yet you've got, for every confounded paper out there, you have ones who, well, I can't do that because I don't know how I feel about a space cadet. Well, I'm not going to play with that one because that one shook hands with David Duke. You're going to have to unite under the truth of God. You may not compromise the truth of God. But it's easy enough over a period of time to sort the truth from the lie. And it's going to take all of you. You're going to have to stop arguing over these petty, silly little things. And you've got to come out of the meanness. How does it affect me? If you just turn to the one next to you and say, how does what I do right here, as in this empty chair, affect that one?
How does what Dharma does affect Zita or Ed or Darling? When you stop thinking about me all the time, me will take care of itself. That doesn't mean you go flipping about there like some, you know, firefly. Because until you get right with you, you are not right anywhere, and you make no gift of yourself upon another. So you get right with God, and then you don't have a problem. Everything that you do will be reflected in that livingness. Does that mean you will have the answers? Does that mean that you won't ever backslide? Absolutely not. You're a human being. For goodness sakes, allow something to God. And it should be easy enough to leave perfection to Him. We're so good at non-perfection. And I get called on that quite a lot. Our job is to create as near perfection as we can while we journey here. There is no other purpose in the journey here. And ultimately, since there's only one, it comes right back around to you as the one. And you're going to have to figure out what you're doing with all these other ones in your play. And as long as you keep saying, well, I'm just an experiencer in Bart's play, then don't bitch to me because it goes Bart's way. Only takes one. But that one better jolly well have a good relationship with God, because God's going to win. And if you want to quarrel with Him, you go right ahead. But I guarantee you, when He says, I am going to win, He is going to win.
Excuse me, Commander.
Please.
Why are Khazarians given to remember their spiritual history?